Agricultural shows are flourishing in Australia, with an estimated one in four of us going to a country show every year. In Brisbane, the annual Royal Queensland Show is now bringing the country to the city and has record entries in many categories. Nance Haxton went along to find out why.
For almost 140 years, the Ekka, as it's affectionately known, has run on the same site in Brisbane. And it's the older style competitions that have changed little in that time that are making the biggest comeback.
In the cookery section this year, it was, I think, around 960 entries.
It's standing room only around the cake decoration displays, which Susan Hennessy organises. She says the contest gets stronger every year.
All you've got to do is have a look around here now and at the number of people who are enjoying something that they don't see every day. It's still bringing the city to the country. We have exhibitors who are in the cookery section with preserves and cakes who send them down from the country.
The canine section had the most entries of the Ekka this year, attracting trainers in their teens through to their 70s. It's a family affair for Jennifer Watt, who shows dogs with her son and daughter. She scooped the pool in this year's Chihuahua category, winning supreme champion of the breed.
There seems to be a lot more people that can't have dogs that come and enjoy our dogs, want photos with them, want to pat them, give them a cuddle, because I suppose living in units possibly now, a lot more high-density housing here in Brisbane, they just can't have the pets anymore.
Down in Sideshow Alley, George Pink is proudly continuing a tradition that now spreads over six generations. The president of the Showman's Guild of Australasia has made Dagwood dogs for more than 60 years and remembers lining up the cans for people to throw balls at when he was 12 years old.
Oh, well, my grandfather started in 1886 and we've been here ever since. And it's a big family, it really is a big family.
And what about the lifestyle? Is this something your kids are going to take up as well?
Well, my kids have. My oldest boy, his kids have. None of them have left. He's got seven children. They're all here, and 95% of them come back. They go and do things. Some of them become lawyers, some of them become teachers, and they eventually come back.
It's the kind of life it gets in your blood.
Well, it does. Yeah, it does.
More than 5 million people attend an agricultural show each year. The RNA runs the Royal Queensland Show and expects around one in four Queenslanders to attend. RNA President David Thomas says this year's Ekka is more important than ever to bridge the city-country divide and help producers through the drought that now covers 80% of the state.
The event's been one which has been absolutely so close to Queensland's heart. It was one of those things where it was the Queensland sort of became a state unofficially when they had the Ekka, and it's been like that ever since. It's one of those events that we've embraced as a state. We have an identity with it. I think we all have an identity and a love for people in the bush, and it's a way in which people from the city can have a connection with the bush.
That's the RNA President David Thomas ending that report from Nance Haxton.